Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Aleph Omud Beis. And we are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are still in the middle of Simon Shin Ayin Beis. We're at Sif Yud. And we're continuing discussion about partitions between two chatzeros, what constitutes an acceptable way to use the top of the wall, and or to possibly make a single layer of chatzeros between the two courtyards. Sif Yud, the Mechaber says, you have some sort of a basin or a bowl over here that you turn over face down, and it is at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in its length and width, so it's considered a significant platform over here, and it's at least a little bit tall over here. It doesn't have to have a specific height, as long as we'll see it gets within less than 10 tefachim of the top of the wall now, and as a result of having this little platform over here, and we spent a lot of time in Sif Test learning about platforms yesterday, and we'll see in Dear Shu footnote number 59, that the Chiddush over here, Bahalacha Zu, even though it's exactly the same as an Itzdaba from the previous Sif, so the Ritva explains, Shekelim Shechivrim Lakarka Mimatim Eshira Kosel, to tell us that a utensil that is attached into the ground, that's firmly embedded in the ground, can also function as an Itzdaba. Even though, Af Shim Lo Chibram, if it wasn't firmly attached into a ground, it wouldn't be able to act as a platform over here, even if you designated it for such. And therefore, the Chiddush is, lo gazru behem chiber, atu lo chiber. The rabbis didn't make a gzeir over here from a fully embedded one into a not fully embedded one. So that's the Chiddush over here. So again, we have this overturned bowl over here that is at least 4 by 4 tefachim wide, that now from the top of this bowl, overturned bowl, to the top of the wall, it's now going to be less than 10 tefachim. So mutar lishtamish keneged amir. You are allowed to go and use the top of the wall over here. The words keneged amir, as we'll see, don't really belong over here. It means that you're allowed to use the wall over here in the area on top of where the bowl is placed against the wall. But in order for this to work, so this bowl has to be firmly embedded in the ground. Now let's look in the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Yud. He's telling us, Samuch LeKosel, the bowl overturned has to be within, right adjacent to the Kosel, or within, or B'Soch Shlosha Tvachim, because of the principle of Lovun. The Chilamal Yinitzaba, the exact same din as we learned in Siv Tes. And it has to be Siv Katan Peivav, 4 by 4 Tvachim. Hakol Dino Kimolamal Yinitzaba. Again, the same exact din as we had yesterday with the platform. V'Alkin Eskimu Achronim, that's why the Achronim say over here, the Masha Kosav Kineged Hamiyot, next to the place where you've minimized it, Tov Sofer, was actually a mistake over here, it's a printer's error. Vitzarach Omar Afilu Shlo Kineged Amiyad, even not right against the Miyad over here, where you've nullified the wall from being 10 Tfachim tall. The Chafetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Ostun Hay, said this is the majority opinion. The Bach, the Gro, the Maimon Mordechai, the Chavad Moshe, and the Graz all say this, and the Taz and El Yerab agree as well. However, this is not like the opinion of the Morgan Avram. And you can see the opinion of the Morgan of Rome in Dirshu footnote number 60, that he distinguishes between a bowl that's overturned over here that's not considered nullified to the ground. He says this literally means over here, it's not a printer's error, it's only right opposite over here on the top of the wall, opposite the bowl, that's where you're allowed to use it, as opposed to an itzdaba, which you're allowed to use the entire wall. And the Prima Gordon questions over here, and he says, ladder, you can use the whole wall, so why not over here too? So he says, Dafka Besulamut, only by a ladder are you allowed to use the whole top of the wall, Kivan Shirosha Magila Rosha Kosa, because it goes all the way up to the top of the wall, as opposed to the Seifel over here, this overturned bowl just makes it a little bit easier to get there, but it doesn't go all the way up to the top. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Pei Zayin explains the Mechaber that it has to be embedded into the ground. You have to seal it into the ground with tit, with some sort of cement-like material. Chibur Yofil, or it has to be firmly attached to the ground over here. Sheyef Shol Shomto at Sheyachbar B'deker, and that you couldn't remove it unless you were to dig with a plow over here. And Sheoz Yef Shol Litlo Misham B'Shabbos, and therefore it's now embedded in there. It can't be removed on Shabbos, and it's definitely considered firmly implanted over here. The Isser of removing this on Shabbos, Dirshu footnote number 62 discusses. There are a number of different opinions what it might be. Rashi seems to bring down that you're talking here about that it would be similar to digging it up, plowing over here on Shabbos. And the Ritva says, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, it would be actually over here in Isser Min HaTorah, Mishum Chofer, and not in Isser Derabbanan. And he brings down others over here that say that it's a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, so it may be in Isser Derabbanan. And then he brings down other opinions that say, no, it is a Melacha D'Oraisa, no matter what. Ayin fully in the issue footnote number 62 for the details. The issue footnote number 61 says that the bowl is heavy enough that it can't be lifted up with one hand. Then the Prima Gordon is stopping if the heaviness over here is also considered like it's kovea in the ground over here, and it wouldn't require mechuba letit, and he leaves it with a tzarech iyun. Mishabur continues and says, this is all true, even if after Shabbos you could remove it. V'afa pisha osin lidlo, acha Shabbos, nevertheless mutter, to be used as a platform over here on Shabbos. Aval lematit munach, kach al ognov hakafuim loritz, if the bowl is overturned, and you just have a little bit of dirt, so to say, that overflows onto the side, the brim over here of the overturned bowl, mutter litlo la sefu b'Shabbos, and you'd be allowed to go and remove this on Shabbos, v'afa pisha nizos mimelat, and you could, as a result, even though you're moving the tit over here, so then, in this situation, davi tiltu minatzad, losh meitiltu, that's not called moving muktzah, that's called tiltu minatzad, which we learned previously is permissible, the choldover nita b'Shabbos, and umay. Then, in this situation, the bowl would not be considered a significant embedded in structure, and it would not be able to function over here to allow you to use the top of the wall. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Bona itzdaba al itzdaba. If you build a platform on top of another platform, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Peches explains, Somuch l'kol sel, zu l'mala mizu. You have a platform on the bottom, and then a platform above it, v'yesh avir b'neim, and you have some space in between them. So the Mechaber says, Im yesh betachtona arbo al arbo, if the bottom platform is a 4x4 tefach area, and therefore it's considered significant, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Peches, to'os hi atzmu materis l'shtami salakosel, then it alone is significant enough to allow you to use the top of the kosel over here. V'yafo pi shein l'malim min uklum, even though there's nothing above it, even though you want to hold that the one above it is insignificant, but we learned in Sif Test that that's not important. As long as it's now allowing you to be within less than 10 tefachim of the top of the kosel, you can use the top of the kosel. The Mishmur adds further, he reminds us that the bottom platform has to be within lovud territory of the ground. At least the bottom of the platform has to be within 3 tefachim of the ground. The lavachi, if you don't have that, then heavy bichlal miyot ba'aviv lo shwa miyot. Then you have a platform that just is in the middle of the air, and it's not within 3 tefachim of the ground, so then that doesn't function over here to allow you to use the top of the wall. The issue footnote number 64 explains further from the Chazon Ish, shekiv and shekafa regel nechneses b'merka shebeinu etzdabos, even though you have this top platform that theoretically might have blocked you from using the bottom platform, as long as you have room to get your foot in, so he says you could stand on it and use the top of the wall, therefore the top platform doesn't ruin it for you. The issue footnote number 65 brings down, shetzorish loyi avir gimul tfachim bein tchilos ha'itzah b'lekarka, from the start of the bottom of the platform over here, it has to be within 3 tfachim of the ground, not the top of the platform, but from the bottom of the platform. The Mechaber continues, and he says, or alternatively, o im ein bo arbo al arbo, if the bottom one doesn't have a 4x4 tefach area, but the top one does, yesh bo yona arbo al arbo, so then it's also going to be good with the following caveats. As long as v'ein bein zo l'zu shlosh tefachim, they have to be within 3 tefachim of each other, so therefore, the bottom is considered now like part of the top, and it's like a upside-down pyramid over here, so the top is wide enough, and even though the bottom is not, it's considered one entity with a 4x4 platform that starts within 3 tefachim of the ground. And therefore, in this situation, it would also work. Mahani lahatu lishtamish olav. You'd be allowed to go use the top of the wall over here. Avalo mahanim levi pesach l'orav yachad. But as we learned previously, this would not allow it to be a pesach, even if you had one on the other side over here. It wouldn't be considered a pesach to be able to be mechaber the two courtyards together in a single eruv chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Sadi explains the rotsalomer that you want to have over here the principle of lavud. He says the Osmit Starfinon law gamho itzdaba tachtona. This connects the bottom one, which doesn't have the shear, to the top one, which does have the shear. Davi kilovut, and through the principle of love, this works. Uki itzdaba achas damya hamaschelis minoritz. And now it's as if it's one itzdaba that starts from the ground. And even though hatzora kitzora milamata, even though it's narrow at the bottom, uruchav lamala, and has 4x4 tzvachim at the top, that's perfectly good, as long as within 3 tvachim of each other. Avalim hayu ruchokim zeh mizeh, if they're more than 3 tvachim, shlosha tvachim from each other, en oyona levad materis, then the top one can't work. Avshu ruchov arba alabar, even though it's 4x4, the homed is baber, because it's like standing in the middle of the air, and it's not within 3 tvachim of the ground. Vatachton asmuch loritz en yichol lahatir, and the bottom one can't work, because the whole esbe arba alabar, because it's too small. And therefore, only in this situation, when they're within 3 tefachim of each other, can you use them together to use the top of the wall. Sifkat inside the aleph, you can use ala kosel, the top of the wall. Shari'ina kosel lamala mi'ad stobos gavo asara tefachim, because bottom line is that the top of the platform is within 10 tefachim of the top of the wall. Umayrish also itzabos rak mitzad echad. And we're talking here, you only did it on one side, as we've already brought down previously, kamoshu kasad nalel, sifkat in pay aleph, so the other side doesn't ruin it for you as well. But as we said, you couldn't, even if you had one on the other side, to use it as a Pesach to make both yards connect over here and have a single area of chaseros. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Sadi Beis, Rotsalomer, Afilu Mir Tzalasos, Itztabos Misad Hasheni, Gamkin. Even if both sides would do this, it will not work, as we've explained previously. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ziz, you have a projection, Hayotzi min HaKosel, a projection coming out straight from the wall. You'll be able to see diagrams of this in Dirshu footnotes number 69 and some other footnotes as well, so you can see what we mean over here by the projection coming out from the wall. So you have this projection coming out from the wall, and the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Sadi Gimel tells us, B'sol Chasara Tvachim Somachloritz, it's within the bottom 10 Tvachim of the ground. Now, V'yeshbo arba al arba, this platform, this projection has 4x4 tvachim. V'niach olav sulam koshu. And now you have a ladder that goes attached to it, as you can see perfectly well in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 69. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Sadi Dalet tells us, Rosalom, Ashiro sho ha'elyon shalasuyam, the top of the ladder is samuch al aziz, it's lying on the ziz. If it's lying on the wall, as we'll see, it's no good. And this can even be a sulam koshu. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Sadi Hay tells us, Rosalom, Ashu sulam tsar, it can be a very narrow ladder. Shein machzik arba tvachim ba'ovi ashlivos, it doesn't have in the rungs a width of four tvachim, v'lorach of arba tvachim b'meshach ha'kosel, and it's not going and taking up four tvachim on the top either. Nevertheless, mikomoko mahani, this works over here. Kivin royal alosulav laziz, because it allows you to get up to the ziz, and therefore have a high sulam dargol aziz, it's considered like steps up to the platform, umitstarvim aziz, and it's considered now as one entity with the ziz, davi kedover echod, and now you have basically a platform that's narrow at the bottom, and it's satisfying the criteria of 4x4 tvachim at the top, just like we just said in the previous case with the double itzdava, so too over here with the ladder and the projection, it is good. And that's what the Mechaber tells us. Moel lahatir lo tash mishakosa. You're allowed to use the top of the wall over here. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Sadi Vav tells us, avalasos pesach liorav yachadim oel. But again, to make a pesach over here, to make it as one entity between both chatzeros, you can't. El imkein haziz hu bepochos mishloshu tvachim lo shakosa. Then the projection would have to be within the top three tvachim of the kosa or less, and then you can have it as a pesach. As the issue footnote number 75 says, in that situation, you can make a single area chatzeros. And of course, in this situation, the Hasheni also Gankain, because then the Eber Hasheni, the other side would have to do the same thing in order to make an Eruv Chatzeros over here, combining both yards. The caveat here as follows. The Mechaber tells us, V'hu, this is only allowed, Shlote Ashliva Tachtona Gavoh Min Orit Shlosha, the bottom rung of the ladder over here has to be within three Tvachim of the ground, V'lo Yehei Bein Shliva L'Shliva Shlosha, and between the rungs of the ladder, it can't be more than three Tvachim. Again, each of them requires the principle of Lovet over here, and as well, V'hu Shaniya Chasulam Agav Haziz, and the ladder has to be directly attached to the ziz over here, leaning on the ziz, avol somcho etzlo lo. But as you can see in Dirshu footnote number 70, the diagram there, if the ladder is leaning on the wall, even though it's within three tefachim of the ziz, that would not work as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Sadi Zayin. The Imrechoka Shlosh Tefachim in Oritz, if you'd start off the bottom rung more than three tefachim from the ground, have a mid bavir, then it would be considered as if it's in the air and not from the ground. Sifkot and Sadi Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sh'oz nasa haziz im kol ashlivos hakol echad. When you have them all within three tefachim of each other, and it's starting within three tefachim on the ground, it's considered one entity. Ukili it's the ba'achas, sheish ba'arba la ba'a milamala. Then it's like it's narrow at the bottom and wide at the top, as we've already mentioned, it's perfectly good. And that's what you're creating over here by having this ladder with the shlivos, the rungs, within three tefachim of the ground, and within three tefachim of each other, and it's leaning on the itzdaba. It's considered now on the ziz over here, it's considered one structure. Shomu elis, afal bishuktor lamata, even though it's narrow at the bottom, it's good, as we've already explained, the chanal b'sif yud aleph in earlier in today's shir. Sivkot and Sadi Ches, it has to lean on the ziz itself and not on the wall. Rots Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah says, She yismoch rosh ha'elyon shel asulam b'ziz. The latter top has to be leaning onto the projection on the ziz. Lo she yismoch asul l'kosel, and not that it should be on the kosel, like in Dirshu footnote number 70. Eitzel aziz b'tzido, next to the ziz, even, afilu mutoch shlosh laziz, even as within three tvachim, should be shlosha laziz, within three tvachim of the ziz. Because if it's not leaning on the ziz, it's not considered a part of the ziz over here, and it can't function halachically to be matzeh to use the top of the wall. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chol zman she'en gavoa kosel esum tvachim, as long as the total height of the wall is not more than 10 tvachim, then it's enough. Dai b'ziz echot sh'menichol b'yamtza, then it's adequate to have one ziz over here in the middle, because from the ground up to the ziz, it's going to be Shari en gavoa asura adaz is, the projection is within 10 tvachim of the ground, and likewise, velo gavoa asura rimenu ad rosh kosel, and then it's not going to be more than another 10 tvachim up to the top of the kosel, and therefore this structure is perfectly acceptable with one ziz. However, the imhu gavoa esrim, if the wall is in fact more than 20 tvachim, tvachim tall. Tzarek shnezis. Then you're going to need two projections over here, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 73 in the diagram over there. Echad b'soch hasar achtatonim. One of the projections has to be within the bottom 10 tvachim. The echad l'malam imenu, and the other one is above it, that it will be b'soch hasar alayonim, that will be within 10 tvachim of the top. And therefore, in this situation, as you can see in Dirshu footnote number 73 in the diagram there, it will be acceptable. But you have the caveat as well, that the ladder has to be going onto the bottom projection, and then the ladder from the bottom projection has to be leaning onto the top projection over here. And only in that sense will it be good. As the Mechaber tells us, Shim Hoya Ziz Gavo Asara, Losagi Libusum Koshu, because if the Ziz would be more than 10 Tvachim high, then it won't be able to be acceptable with a ladder that's a Koshu over here. And likewise, one ziz can't be directly above the other ziz. You have to be able to have shiroi lahatul sulam izelazet. Has to be able to have a ladder going from the bottom one to the top one. If it's directly one above it, it won't be able to go to the top one. The Mishnah explains in Sifkot and Kuf, Shiu pipochos me'asor tvachim l'tachton, you have to have within 10 tvachim of the ground to the bottom ziz, v'gam tzorech l'zesh nei sulamos, and that's why you need a second ladder over here, echel min oretz ad ziz atachton, one ladder going from the ground up to the bottom ziz, v'echel min atachton ad ha'elyon, and the other one going from the bottom ziz, going leaning on to the top ziz, and that would be acceptable. Again, you can see this clearly in Dirshu footnote number 73 in the diagram. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sifkat and Kuf Aleph. Rosh Shlomer is telling us over here, Shim Yagbia Ziz HaTachton Gavo Asar Menorah. It's that the bottom platform was more than 10 Tvachim from the ground. Or, V'chein Im HaZiz HaElyon Yachikena Asar Tvachim Yaziz HaTachton. Or, if the upper Ziz was more than 10 Tvachim from the bottom Ziz, Lo Sagi Le Besulam Koshu. Of course, if you have a longer ladder, it would be fine. But if you're just going to have the narrow ladder over here, then it's not going to be good enough. Elishia B'mishcha Arbar Tvachim. Then you would need to have a ladder that would have 4 Tvachim on the rungs in order for it to be good. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Cook Bays, Elo Yu Mushuchim Zemize, that the two zizim can't be one directly on top of the other, they have to be a little bit to the side. Kadeshia Roy Lahamit Sulam Azizatachton, in order to be able to have a ladder go from the bottom ledge over here, the bottom ziz, the projection, Ulusamcho Bishipua Azizalion, to lean it on the upper platform, on the upper projection, again, as you can clearly see in Dirshu footnote number 73. With that, we conclude today's shir.